In this week's edition of House Matters, government outlines its plan to fade out the shift system in the education sector. The details and more after the break. Stay with us.
Eight drop of bleach in a water for safety. Eight drop of bleach and it's safe for your tasty. Eight drop, 1 gallon, that's how they case me. Half hour later, you drink till you're hearty. Gastro, colic, fever and worm. Drink dirty water, them a fear concern. You not sure about your water? This you for learn. Eight little drop of bleach are your health, your preserve.
No dirty water. Purify it. For water conservation tips, contact OddPem at 1-888-991-4262.
The government is working assiduously to fade out the shift system in the education sector. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites at Tuesday's sitting of Parliament's Standing Committee said plans are ongoing for the construction of new schools to bring an end to the shift system, this through public-private partnerships.
The Development Bank of Jamaica, in conjunction with the World Bank, has indicated that education is to be a priority for the public-private partnership rollout, and that there are several investors who have offered unsolicited to assist in the building of schools, local people as well as foreign people. I am anxious for the support of this venture, having regard to the fact that we have a debt situation which we can't increase.
Reverend Thwaites was responding to questions by Member of Parliament for Northwest St. Anne, Dr. Dayton Campbell. Approximately 100,000 new secondary places are needed to accommodate students from the shift system.
What we're trying to do is to extend additional accommodation to the particularly crowded schools. If we can add a block of classrooms, very often that will allow the school to come off shift and to go on what is called an extended day, which gives all of the students a full day's rather than a truncated day.
Provisions have been made for the establishment of two new diagnostic centers to serve the education system. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the center will complement the MICO Child Assessment and Research in Education Care Center, which caters to the needs of children with disabilities. He was responding to opposition member Marissa Dalrymple Filbert, who questioned the reasoning behind cuts in the Career Advancement Program, CAP, and the Alternative Secondary Transition Education Program, ASTEP.
The simple fact is that the A-STEP program, upon evaluation of the students, a large proportion of them have special education needs, and therefore the program that they have been engaged in is simply not efficient. They need particular attention, and therefore what we are doing is to offer them particular diagnosis.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. The centers are to be established in Manchester and St. James. In the meantime, the Jamaica Foundation for Lifelong Learning, JFLL, has been charged to target the students in the CAP program. Reverend Thwaites noted that some 80% of CAP students have numeracy and literacy deficiencies, which would be better handled by the JFLL. That's it for this week's edition of House Matters. Join us again next time as we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
You know what? Let me turn off this pipe here, yeah? Because I can't understand how she left the bucket full and the water run over. She no realize the water scarce. Ruthann!
Hey, Sandra! It's what?
You leave the pipe running and the bucket look like it's long time it full. Look how the ground wet.
Thank you. Thank you for turning it off, my dear. Because in this dry season, we can't afford to be wasting this precious commodity.
Use water wisely. For water conservation tips, visit oddpem.org.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.